Well, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with a break in the middle for the news, which just ended. And so we're ready for another hour of good mainstream jazz. I'm Al Korns. Our co-host is Kent Lindquist. We're going to start off this hour with a group headlined by tenor saxophone artists Frank West and Frank Foster. And it's from an LP entitled North, South, East, West on the Savoy label. And in addition to West and Foster on tenor saxes, we'll hear from other Basie alums, Henry Coker and Benny Powell on trombone, and Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. This is a tune written by Frank West entitled Hard Sock Dance.
Thank you.
was Hard Sock Dance, a tune written by Frank West and featuring Frank on tenor sax, also along with Frank Foster on tenor sax, Henry Coker on trombone, and Benny Powell on trombone, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Eddie Jones on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums. That was from a Savoy LP released in 1956 entitled North, South, East, and West.
Returning now to our feature artist of the week, pianist Sonny Clark. We're going to now do a Blue Note album that was cut in 1961 on the Blue Note label with the famous recording engineer for all those Blue Note records, Rudy Van Gelder. And this is now called Leapin' and Lopin'. And besides Sonny Clark on piano, we've got Butch Warren on bass and Billy Higgins on drums. On several of the tracks, we have Tommy Turrentine on trumpet and Charlie Rouse on tenor sax. But on this one particular track, they bring in Ike Quebec, a great tenor sax man who was also an A&R and producer of Blue Note Records. And he does a great ballad that I don't think is done nearly enough. It's a gorgeous thing written by Van Heusen and DeLange called Deep in a Dream. Thank you. It's a gorgeous version of a Van Heusen DeLange ballad, "Deep in a Dream," which I don't think it's done nearly enough. And that was from our highlight artist Sonny Clark's album "Leapin' and Lopin'," and the main personnel dropped out on that particular album for just the quartet of Ike Quebec, who did a tremendous job there on tenor sax. Of course, our highlight artist Sonny Clark on piano, Butch Warren on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums from his Blue Note album "Leapin' and Lopin'."
Well, next we'll hear from a group headed up by trumpeter Art Farmer. And this is from a prestige LP entitled "Evening in Casablanca." And it features Art on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Edison Farmer on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a tune written by Gigi Grice, and it's the title tune from the LP, "Evening in Casablanca."
Thank you.
Evening in Casablanca, a tune written by Gigi Grace and featuring Art Farmer on trumpet, Gigi Grace on alto sax, Duke Jordan on piano, Edison Farmer on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1956 with the title Evening in Casablanca.
Returning now to our highlight artist, Sonny Clark, on his Blue Note album, Standards. I'm going to do something that was a great ballad in the Kansas City jazz vein. And it's called Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You, written by Don Redman and Andy Razoff. And we have Sonny Clark on piano, Jamie Merritt on bass, who spent a lot of time in the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers, and Wes Landers on drums. This is a Blue Note album that was cut in November or December of 1958, called Standards. Let's listen to Ain't I Good to Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You. Thank you. of them old good ones, as they used to say. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? That's a classic ballad put together by Don Redman and Andy Razoff back in the 30s. Of course, that was our spotlight artist, Sonny Clark, there on piano. Wes Lenders on drums, Jamie Merritt on bass, from Sonny Clark's album called Standards.
Well, next up is a group headlined by Art Pepper, and it's from a contemporary LP entitled The Way It Was. Features Art on alto sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And they're going to do a George and Ira Gershwin tune entitled The Man I Love.
Thank you.
was The Man I Love, featuring Elda Saxivart Pepper, backed by a rock and rhythm section, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. It was from a contemporary LP released in 1972 entitled The Way It Was.
Next up is our highlight artist, pianist Sonny Clark, from his Blue Note album, Leapin' and Lopin'. And this is an ensemble that includes Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, this Stanley Turrentine, the tenor sax man's brother, Charlie Rouse on tenor sax, who was working with Thelonious Monk at that time, Butch Warren on bass, Billy Higgins on drums, a great rhythm section. Of course, our highlight artist on piano, Sonny Clark. This is a Sonny Clark composition called Something Special. Thank you. composition written by a highlight artist of the week, pianist Sonny Clark, called Something Special from his Blue Note album, Leapin' and Lopin'. It was cut in November of 1961. With some fine trumpet work there by Tommy Turrentine, and the alto sax solo was by Charlie Rouse.
Well, next up we'll hear from a group led by guitarist Barney Kessel, and it's from a contemporary LP entitled Let's Cook. And it features Barney on guitar, Vic Feldman on vibes, Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And then they're going to do a tune written by Vernon Duke entitled Time Remembered.
Thank you.
And that was Time Remembered, a tune written by Vernon Duke and featuring Barney Kessel on guitar and Vic Feldman on vibes, Hampton Hawes on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. It was from a contemporary LP released in 1962 entitled Let's Cook.
We have been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM for the better part of the last 2 hours. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10. So we'll be back next Sunday night and every Sunday night after that. So I hope you'll join us for some swinging sounds. We're going to close out the show with our highlight artist, Sonny Clark, on piano, accompanied by Jackie McLean on alto sax and Art Farmer on trumpet, doing Blue Minor.